He was called the Clown Prince of Jazz. Music legend Fats Waller was born 100 years ago today. Fats Waller was much more than a celebrated jazz pianist and singer. He ruled the airwaves 70 years ago as one of pop music's biggest stars. Music journalist Ashley Kahn remembers a true American original.
Back in 1983, I came across a cartoon in a daily newspaper. In it, Dennis the Menace is heading for the door. He tells his parents, who are about to put on an album of classical music, "See you later. I'm going over to the Wilsons and listen to some Fats Waller."
Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your Big Pete, and you.
For me, Dennis's Declaration of Independence was a perfect metaphor for the disconnect I felt from the popular music of the early 80s. It all sounded too safe, just not mischievous enough. So like a personal mantra that bears daily repeating, I posted the cartoon on my refrigerator door.
Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah.
He was born Thomas Wright Waller in New York City in 1904, the son of a minister. He was nicknamed Fats because, well, he was. He became one of the most talented musicians and songwriters of his generation. One of the funniest, too.
Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet.
Even by today's standards, Fats Waller was huge. An African-American superstar who was loved by all. From the 1930s and well into the 40s, he starred in movies and toured the country in his own private train car. He recorded hit after hit, piano instrumentals, show tunes, and his specialty, novelty songs.
Am I happy? Tickle pink. There's no telling how I feel.
Waller's genius on the piano, playing in the stride style of his day with an infectious, easy swinging bounce, is often overshadowed by all of his mugging and joking. But he was a powerhouse on the keys. Dennis the Menace has been hanging on my fridge for 20 years now, but recently I've begun to reconsider the cartoon's message. What I used to see as a bold act of separation actually might be an act of connection. Maybe the point is that when it comes to timeless music, even a young troublemaker and an old curmudgeon next door can have something in common, whatever their age, their race, or their shoe size.
'Cause your feet too big, yeah. Gun to gun boats.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. The Radio Expedition's production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, and editor Christopher Joyce. This week's piece on the Sea of Cortez was recorded by Carlos Gomez and produced by Cindy Carpian and Josh Rogerson. Morning Edition's executive producer is Ellen McDonald. The theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Steve Inskeep will be back on Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.